إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. Amma ba'd, thereafter, ayyuhal ibad, being hasty and being quick to do actions is something which is not praiseworthy. Whenever a person is hasty to do actions, then in most cases it leads to bad consequences. And there's one exception to this, and that exception is in doing good deeds. When it comes to doing good deeds, not only should we do the good deeds, but we should be quick and hasty to do the good deeds. Allah said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Quickly, go quick to the forgiveness of your Lord and paradise. And the meaning of this ayah, it is that go quickly to the forgiveness of your Lord and go quickly to the paradise by quickly doing righteous actions. And these righteous actions which you are hasty in doing, they will take you towards the forgiveness of Allah. They will take you towards paradise. And this hastiness and being quick towards the pleasure of Allah and His mercy and His Jannah, His paradise, is in by doing righteous actions. By a person making tawbah quickly and hastening to make istighfar and staying far away from the sins, competing with each other to do righteous actions. Al-ihsan ila Allah, worshipping Allah in the best way you can worship Him. Al-ihsan ila al-khalq, and being good and aiding and helping each other. This is the meaning of wasari'u. Hasten and be quick ila maghfiratin min rabbikum, to the forgiveness of your Lord, wa jannah, and His paradise. Allah said, yu'minuna billah wal yawmil akhir wa ya'muruna bil ma'ruf wa yanhawna 'anil munkar wa yusari'una fil khairat. He said, they believe in Allah, they believe in the final day, they enjoin the goodness, they forbid the evil, wa yusari'una fil khairat, and then they are quick and they hasten towards the goodness. So in these two blessed ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises this group of people. He praises these believers. These believers, not only do they do the righteous actions, not only do they encourage the goodness, but they are quick to do them. And they hasten towards them. Ayyuhal ikhwatul kiram, in front of you are noble days, great days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by these days, a person will welcome the season of goodness and the season of forgiveness and the season of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we are talking about Dhul Hijjah, the blessed and sacred month of Allah called Dhul Hijjah. And more specifically, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first of Dhul Hijjah, will either be this Sunday or this Monday, according to the announcement. And these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Al-Ayyam Al-Ashr Min Dhul Hijjah, they are Ayyamul Mubarakah. They are blessed days. Blessed days which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distinguished. He has made them different from every other day in the year. These 10 blessed days have certain features, certain distinctions that no other day in the year has. So from the khasa'is, from the virtue of these blessed 10 days, from the distinctions of these blessed 10 days is firstly that Allah took a qasam. He took an oath by mentioning these 10 days. And in the Quran, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by something, it is to show how sacred this thing is and how important it is. Allah said in the surah, which all of you have read over and over again, He said, Wal fajr wa layalin ashar. Wal fajr, I take a qasam, I swear by the dawn, the fajr time in the morning. Wa layalin ashar, and I swear by the 10 nights. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah and other mufassirun, they said, Al muradu bil ashri fil ayah, that the intent behind the 10 nights in this ayah is what? Al ashrul awwal min shahri dhil hijjah. The first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. So in this blessed surah, Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes a qasam. He swears, He takes an oath by two important things. Firstly, wal-fajr, the time in the morning when the dawn breaks. And secondly, al-layal al-ashr, the 10 nights, meaning the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Also, from the distinctions and the special features of these 10 days is that good actions are more beloved to Allah in these 10 days than in any other day. Righteous actions are a greater reward in these 10 days than any other day. Whoever seeks closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ibadah, then the ibadah which he will do in these first 10 days, starting from Sunday or Monday, is more beloved to Allah and more rewarded by Allah and is more pleasing to Allah than making ibadah in any other day. And in this is the authentic hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu ahabbu ila Allah min hadhi al-ayyam. There are no other days in which righteous actions are more beloved to Allah than these days, meaning the 10 days, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Sahaba, the companions alayhim ridwanullah, they want to know how great these 10 days are. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, are these 10 days better than even making jihad in the way of Allah? Action in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, are they more rewarding, more beloved to Allah than making jihad fi sabilillah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, not even al jihad fi sabilillah. Al jihad fi sabilillah is not as beloved to Allah as doing righteous actions in these first 10 days. He said, illa, except in one scenario, rajulun kharaj bi nafsihi wa malihi, a man, he leaves out to make jihad fi sabilillah, he goes out himself, he takes all of his wealth with him. فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ, and then he does not return home with anything. Meaning righteous actions in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, these days which are coming up, are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than even jihad in the way of Allah. Except that man who left his house, his own self, he took all of his property with him, and then he died in the way of Allah. And all of his property and wealth was in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the meaning of this hadith is that a single rak'ah which you pray in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more beloved to Allah, is more rewarding than praying that rak'ah in any other day. £1 you give in charity in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more beloved to Allah and more rewarding than giving in charity in the other days. A single fast that you do in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more beloved and more rewarding. It pleases Allah more than fasting in any other day, i.e. nafal fasting in any other day. Also, from the distinctions and the special features of these first 10 days is that Allah chose these days for Hajj. Allah decreed that the great ibadah, this great worship, Hajj, it will occur in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, they contain many great days. So for example, there is Yawm At-Tarwiyah, the day of At-Tarwiyah. And the day of At-Tarwiyah is that day in which our brothers and sisters who have already left our communities, they move from Makkah and they go towards Mina, calling out to Allah, shouting the slogan of Al-Hajj, responding to the call of Allah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Also in these first 10 days is Yawmu Arafah. And Yawmu Arafah is the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. Yawm Tarwiyah is the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah. Yawmu Arafah is the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding the day of Arafah, Khayru Yawmin Tala'at alayhi shams. This is the best day in which the sun has ever risen. The best days of the year is Yawmu Arafah. And also the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. And the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is Yawm al-Nahr. For the rest of the Muslims, it is the day of Eid al-Adha. For our brothers and sisters who have left our communities, the Hajij, those who have gone to make Hajj, for them it is the day of slaughtering. And also Yawm al-Nahr, the day of slaughtering. The 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, it is from the greatest days with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ. The greatest days with Allah is يوم النحر, i.e. Eid al-Adha, or the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. So these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them to occur in the month of Dhul Hijjah. He could have decreed for them to occur in Muharram, or in Rajab, or in any other day, any other month. But He chose Dhul Hijjah for these blessed days and this blessed action. Also, from the distinctions of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which will start either on Sunday or Monday, is that any oppression or any dhulm which is done in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is more severe than any other day. The punishment is more severe. So any sin a person does in these days is more severe and greater sin than the other days. Any bid'ah which a person does in these 10 days is more severe with Allah than in any other day. Any disobedience or sin that a person does in these 10 days is more severe than the other days. Any backbiting, ghima, namima, and spreading lies and slander is more severe in these 10 days than in any other day. Why? Because these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, they come under Ashhurul Haram, the sacred months, the four sacred months. And Allah said regarding them in the ayah, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not oppress yourselves in these days. And the famous ta'abi, the famous tabi'i, Qatada, rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ الظُّلْمَ فِي الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ أَعْظَمُ خَطِيئَةً. That oppressing other people in these four blessed months, and amongst them is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, أَعْظَمُ خَطِيئَةً. The sin is much more severe. Wa wizrum, and also the punishment is much more severe. Min al-dhulmi fi ma siwa, than oppression in any other days. Wa in kana dhulmu ala kulli halin azim. Even though oppression is something which is very severe in every single day. Every single day a person is not allowed to make a dhulm. And the punishment is severe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakin Allah yu'adhimu min amrihi ma sha. However, Allah, He attaches more importance to whatever He wills. So even though dhulm, oppression and wrongdoing is haram in every day, however, dhulm in these 10 days is more severe. And bid'ah in these 10 days is more severe. And sins and disobedience in these 10 days is more severe. And this, subhanAllah, was known even by the Quraysh. Even the mushrikun of Quraysh, because that remained within them some of the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In these days and these months, they would be very careful to do something wrong or to oppress another person. And then today we see us as Muslims look at our state, that we pay no regard to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And sometimes we don't know, maybe Dhul Hijjah will enter upon us and it will leave us. And yet these days and these months is sacred with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from the distinctions and the special features of this month is that all of the greatest types of ibadah, they come together only in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. No other day and no other month do all of the greatest acts of ibadah come together. So you will find that in these 10 days there is salah, and there is fasting, and there is hajj, and there is sadaqah, and there is umrah, and on top of that there is dhikr, and there is takbir, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and there is saying la ilaha illallah, there is tawheed, there is dua, there is Quran, there is the unity of the Muslims, ijtima' al-muslimin, the Muslims coming together. All of this goodness is only found in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. No other month and no other day combines all of these together. Ikhwani al-Kiram, that which I have mentioned is some of the virtues and the rewards and the special features of this festival and this blessed month and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And every single one of us will be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah, every person will be questioned about what he did. What did we do towards or in these blessed days? Is our state in these days going to be the same as our state in every other day? Will we realize the value and the importance of these 10 days and the virtue of these 10 days? Or is it like any other day of the year? It comes and it goes and it passes by us. Will our hearts move in making tawbah and becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repairing our relationship with our Creator in these 10 days? Or will it be like any other day? And therefore, ayyuhal ibad, you have to attach importance to these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah for yourself, your family, your children. Encourage your household to fast and to pray and to make tawbah and stay away from ghibah and stay away from swearing and lessen the evil which a person is falling into. And there are certain ibadat which a person should do in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The first of them is fasting. Fasting the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, because the 10th day is the day of Al-Eid. And this is a practice of the fuqaha and the scholars and the awliya from the Salaf, from the pious generations who came before. The first 3 generations is that they would fast the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. Also, making tilawah of the Quran. More and more tilawah of the Quran. And if somebody has a strong intention and a strong determination and he tries to finish the whole Quran in the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, then he has invested a lot towards his akhirah. Also, giving sadaqah. Because giving sadaqah in this month and in these days is more beloved to Allah than giving sadaqah in any other day. Giving sadaqah to the Muslims, giving sadaqah to the masjid. This masjid, which is the most beloved house to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid of Allah, giving them, maintaining towards them, helping in running them, more beloved to Allah in these 10 days than in any other day. Also, salawat, praying the fard salawat, not missing them. And then after this, praying more nawafil, praying sunan al-rawatib, qiyam al-layl, tahajjud, and all of the other nafl prayers which are found more beloved to Allah in these 10 days than any other day. Also making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah only legislated the Dhul Hijjah for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making his tasbih and his tahmeed and saying la ilaha illallah. Making istighfar for your sins, seeking forgiveness, seeking repentance. And also the takbir. And there is a special takbir which is said in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And it is Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. This takbir, it is to be said by a Muslim in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Generally speaking, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, a person should be making this takbir all the time. And this is the action of the Salaf. The great imams and the scholars of the first 3 generations, this is their action. In fact, before them, the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimullah, he mentions in his Sahih, he said, وَكَانَ ابْنُ عُمَرَ وَأَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ, that Ibn Umar and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma, كَانَ يَخْرُجَانِ إِلَى السُّوقِ, both of them, they would go out to the markets, فِي أَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ, in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Ibn Umar and Abu Huraira, they would leave their houses and they would go out to the markets. Why? Yukabbirani. To make a takbir. Shouting out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Wallahi alhamd. Wa yukabbir nas bi takbirihima. And then the people, when they would hear them making takbir, then the people would also make a takbir. And Maymun ibn Mahran, and he died 116 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَدْرَكْتُ النَّاسِ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيُكَبِّرُونَ فِي الْعَشَرِ. He said, I met the people. The practice of the people in the first generation was that they would make a takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So this takbir which a person should make should be made by all of the people, men and the women, the young and the old, in the houses, in the marketplaces, in the mosques, in the cars, whilst travelling, whilst resident, when a person is sitting, when a person is standing, when a person is riding, when a person is lying down, always making a takbir in all of the time. As for making this takbir after the salah specially, then this is not legislated. So a person should make these takbirat all the time. But when it comes to after the salah, then there's a special time for it. And the special time for it is after the Fajr prayer on the day of Arafah. A person starts making a takbir until the day of Eid. And then for 3 days after Eid, what's called Ayyam al-Tashriq, after every single prayer, then you specially make these takbirat. So to summarize, these takbirat, we should make them all the time starting from the first day of Dhul Hijjah. As for after the prayer, we don't make the takbirat specially. Rather, they start on the morning of the day of Arafah until the 3 days after Eid. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, عظيم الإحسان. واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. All of us know and we appreciate the importance of Ramadan, the days of Ramadan. And when Ramadan comes, we see all of the Muslims enthusiastic in ibadah, coming to the masjid. The masajid are full up when it comes to the days of Ramadan. And yet, these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are greater than the days of Ramadan. These 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days, are more rewarding than the days of Ramadan. In fact, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are more greater than even the last 10 days of Ramadan. The fuqaha, they mention that the daytime of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is better than the daytime of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And the night time, the nights of the last of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, is more beloved to Allah than the nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ حَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ. There are no other days throughout the year, even including Ramadan, in which beloved righteous actions are more beloved to Allah than these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. But the nights of Ramadan are better, especially Laylatul Qadr. And therefore we have to seize this opportunity, and we have to use this opportunity to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave off sinning, leave off false speech, leave off lying, leave swearing, improve your language and your tongue. So nobody amongst us should waste this opportunity. You don't know whether Allah will decree for you to live until next year, and whether these 10 days will ever come to you again. You don't know if you will ever live another Yawmi Arafah or Eid al-Adha. Take a lesson from those people who came before us. How many people, just from our own communities, in your families, your close circle, have left you from last year, and they do not have the good opportunity of Yawm Arafah again? Never mind that, just this Ramadan, just 2 or 3 months ago, how many people from your families, from your relatives, from your friends have left you and they've gone towards the Akhirah? So the Aqil, the intelligent person, is the one who takes a lesson from that which occurs around him. As for the Safih, the foolish person, he's the one who remains the same. Around him the world changes. Around him there are many signs. Around him people come and go, and yet he does not change. This is not a person who is aqil. And you should know, ra'akumullah, that in your graves, in your akhirah, your relatives will not benefit you, and your money will not benefit you, and your cars will not benefit you. Nothing will benefit you except your righteous actions. There's only you and your Lord and your righteous actions and the accountability. And Allah said in the Quran, لَن تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ. That on that day, your relatives are no benefit and your children of no benefit. يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ. There will be separation between all of you. You'll be on your own in front of your Lord with your righteous actions. And then you will be questioned about these blessed days, Ramadan, Dhul Hijjah, Yawm Arafah, Muharram. What did you do on these righteous days? هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. القائل من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليها بها عشرة. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشائخنا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. أقم الصلاة.